This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Australian Joel Dixon came to Birmingham to play football for UAB in January. Blazers will be back in action next month following a two-year hiatus. At 26 years old, Dixon is by far the oldest person on the team. He began his athletic career playing Australian rules football, which Dixon describes as American football without pads. He tells WBHM's Esther Chemakili how he explains Australian rules football to people by comparing it to a game made famous in the fictional Harry Potter series.
So I have used this reference before, and I did cop a lot of slack for it in Australia. I said Australian rules football is kind of like Quidditch, but kicking the ball. It's an oval-shaped field. The object is to kick to your team's possession and pretty much kick goals. Hence why a lot of the Australians who are over here are punters.
So it's not soccer, but it's more like rugby?
Similar in the sense that, you know, you're tackling without pads, but it's a free range kind of field. So you can run in any direction and anyone can tackle you from any angles.
And how much did you know about American football before you came here to play?
I knew probably, I guess, like three players in the NFL. Didn't know anything about positions other than punting and kicking. That's pretty much it. And
really?
Just the points, yeah. I just didn't really know much at all.
Having learned a little bit more about football since you've been here, what are your thoughts on it now? Is it more complicated than sports back in Australia?
I mean, obviously growing up playing your sport in particular, you find it easy regardless. So if I try and teach someone about Aussie rules, they might struggle with it. The thing that amazes me is how many plays there are. Like how people can remember every play. Like the quarterbacks will know exactly where their players are meant to be. Lucky for a punter, we only need to know about eight different plays possibly.
And that's easier to remember.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's it like playing with pads on now? You didn't have to do that in Australian rules football.
It was hard to adjust to it, but even when I was back training in Australia with ProKick, we would have our pads and helmet on just during practice all the time and just kind of getting used to it and getting the feel of it. But now it's kind of become a bit more comfortable.
You mentioned an academy. Was that like an academy to learn how to play American football so you could come here and possibly play for college?
Yeah, so the owners, Nathan Chapman, he was at Green Bay Packers, and he's sent through, you know, numerous Australians. Some are in the NFL now. They, you know, are putting a lot of players out there, and a lot of schools are looking for Australians too. It's pretty much learning just our position, obviously just being punters and holders and that, but we're starting to learn a lot more about other positions, and so it makes more sense for us, not just going out there just to punt the ball, so we can actually read what's happening.
So read what's happening, protect yourself on the field if something happens, things like
definitely.
That. So what do you think of Alabama?
I love it, honestly. I tell people all the time because when you live in a place, a lot of people want to move out from, especially if it's a country kind of area. I know that because my parents are both in the military in Australia, so I'd moved around a lot to the country, and I find it really similar to country Australia, just how people are and how people interact. You know, everyone's, for the most part, pretty friendly, and everyone kind of just goes at their own pace, which is good.
And finally, so have you introduced any of your teammates to, like, any of your, you know, Australian cultures, like Vegemite, things like that?
Well, I do have a jar of Vegemite, and when I went back to Australia last time, I brought, you know, two or three big jars of Vegemite.
And for those who don't know, Vegemite is it's like vegetable jelly.
Yeah, it's kind of, I think it's actually made from yeast.
From
possibly.
Yeast. Okay. How would you describe Vegemite?
Oh, you have to be Australian.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. I haven't met one American who likes eating it.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah, it is.
Because it really is like, if you imagine here in America, jellies or jams are sweet and have fruit in them. But Vegemite is kind of that with vegetables, really.
Yeah.
So there's like onion Vegemite and things like
strange.
That.
That's UAB punter Joel Dixon speaking with WBHM's Esther Chemakili.